This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Little conversation, especially with the Guardians getting set to take on the Yankees tonight and like having that evil empire feeling against them, but knowing, as Dan said, that you know they have blocked the way for the Guardians, Indians, in the last couple playoffs that they played against them, and there's a hatred there. And do the Guardians actually have a rival, or is it just kind of a hodgepodge of teams in the AL Central? Jeff says...
hodgepodge of teams in the AL Central combined with the Yankees, the Red Sox, whoever might be in your way at the moment.
Remember in the 90s, you could have said the Orioles there for a little bit too.
Orioles were really good in the 70s and then in the 90s.
Mm-hmm. So
great series against them.
Toronto never really, but I'm just trying to think of other AL East teams. But that's
I'm
not
still
the case.
Mad at Toronto because of Mark Shapiro and Ross Atkins.
And what are you mad about? The fact that they're there?
I don't know.
I'm glad you're still mad at him. Jeff is in University Heights. Hey, Jeff, how are you?
Good morning, Jeff. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
I'm usually in denial of my age, but my birth certificate says that if I do see next year, I'll be 50 plus 20. That being said, I grew up.
Way to go, Jeff.
Yeah, I wish it was 50 minus 20, but... anywho, I grew up during that era where, you know, we hated the Yankees. But for me, the team I hate more than any team in baseball are the Dodgers because of everybody talking about how great they are. Yeah, they went and bought an all-star team, so you didn't develop those guys. But I can't stand anything Boston. And the reason why I hate Boston teams so much, the Red Sox, the Patriots, the Celtics, and even though I'm not a big hockey fan, when the Bruins get eliminated from the playoffs or don't make the playoffs, I like that, is because, rest in peace, because of the Bostonian. He just got me to the point where I hate Boston. So the only time I ever root for the Yankees is when they play the Red Sox or the occasional time they play the Dodgers. But that's for me, and of course, being an Ohio State alum, you already know what my greatest rival is. The Browns so much, I don't have the fervor that I used to have for the NFL ever since the robber barons that run the NFL allowed Modell to move this franchise. The NFL went to fourth on my list behind NBA 1, MLB 2, college football 3, and then the NFL. So I don't have the fervor for it, but I obviously – hate the Steelers more so because of the fact of all the people that were born and raised in Northeast Ohio that are Steeler fans because they're a bunch of front runners. So
the ones that flipped, the ones that have been Steelers fans, or the ones that flipped when the team moved?
Both.
Yeah.
Both.
I have a special place for those fans that flipped.
You know, Andy, but prior to the move, there were people that were born and raised here that rooted for the Steelers. And then, you know, and since the the Browns have come back, even though the real Browns are in Baltimore, you still have that group and those who flipped and still are. So anytime the Steelers lose is good because I like seeing them walk around Cleveland with long faces.
All right, Jeff, thank you. Have a good day, my friend. Thank
you. You also.
Jeff in the University
of
Heights. Let's make a quick trip down, Route 8. Let's go talk to Bob in Akron. Hi, Bob.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
I grew up in the 50s, so I hate the Yankees.
Yep.
Hated the Yankees. And, of course, the one good thing about it was the best – those Yankees team, they're all in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
But the best year they ever had, they won 108 games and finished three games back of the Indians. Because we won 111. Then, of course, Willie Mays happened and destroyed the dream. But now I can't think of anybody who's a real rival. Now, for the Browns, I do have this one kind of sinking feeling sometime. I have a feeling that Will Howard is going to wind up starting for the Steelers.
Ooh.
And he's going to do to us what Roethlisberger did for 10 years. Because I think the Steelers got the steal of the draft, and I think we may wind up paying for it.
Or it could flip and maybe be the other way around. I think Browns fans would, love it.
Yeah,
could you imagine Pickett coming here and then beating up on the Steelers? How do you think they'd feel? That would be sweet. I would take that. I could live with it. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it.
So those guys who grew up in the 50s?
Yeah, no, I get it.
When they were kids, the Yankees were the roadblock.
Are we the lost generation then for them against the Yankees?
No, the Yankees stunk in the 60s too for a good portion of the 60s.
You know, but what I'm saying is that I don't have the same hatred that my dad did. My dad despised the Yankees. You couldn't breathe a good word about a Yankee player ever.
Well, that's exactly why, because they dominated in an era where the Indians were actually really good.
Oh, and then it just got buried in my head about Chambliss and Nettles and how could that happen? And how did and then Oscar Gamble went there and had to get a haircut.
We got Steve Klein.
That is true. We got Fred Bean.
Got Freddie Bean.
Yeah. Kevin's Chicago Falls. Hey, Kev.
Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
We are good.
Yeah, I hate to pile on the antiquated theme, but I do think that's what it is. And really, it's what Major League Baseball wanted. I mean, really pre-1994, before realignment, we were playing the Yankees 15 to 19 times a season. Now, I mean, even now, our own interdivisional teams, we're only playing them 13 times a year, which really isn't that much. So
still better than 17, man. Watching us play the Royals 17 times a year was too much. It was
right,
too much.
Right. But still, with that limited number of games against each team, how do you really build up that rivalry? And in our season, even in the recent years, it never came down to the end of the season. September, we weren't chomping on our nails saying, oh, if we'll only beat the Yankees, we can make it into the playoffs. I mean, those days just don't exist anymore. So I think your pre-94, I think, that probably could have been said, and that rivalry is probably stronger. But after the realignment and we're not in the same division as them anymore, I don't see it. I mean,
I don't really feel it.
It as a huge rivalry. Yeah,
because I thought Dan brought up a good point about the Yankees, blocking the path for us to get, a World Series championship coming, because New York was able to just stop it. And that's, how much fun was that? None, right?
Well, right. That sucked, obviously. We all hated it. But we still made the playoffs. I mean, not like they stopped us from the playoffs. To me, I think when we had rivalries was that, into September, can we make it? We have to get this team to get in there. I mean, to me, that's what really builds the rivalry. And frankly, baseball doesn't really want it that way anymore. So it's by design.
I agree.
That's just the way the league and the games are set up anymore. So,
all right. Kev, thank you. Appreciate it. Good phone call.
Thanks, Kevin.
All right, so tonight, Guardians first of three against the Yankees, and keeping, this trend of having to play really tough teams, because you just came off both of the Los Angeles teams, although the Dodgers better clearly than the Angels, and so you pick up it was weird. Remember, we would get those before they changed the scheduling, you'd end up with New York four times. They used to play the Yankees in four-game series all the time. So now you've got New York, you've got Houston, and then you've got the Reds coming here for, the all-important Battle of Ohio, which is, just a gigantic rivalry. when we talk about rivalries. And I know maybe some people think, you know, Reds Guardians is bigger than Ohio State Michigan. I would argue the other way. I just don't see that.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Do you think...
Just kidding.
To give a little twist to this.
Yeah.
Do you think interleague play has worked the way that Major League Baseball thought it might work?
No.
I don't either. And I don't dislike interleague play. But I think they thought it might just get things all fired up and open up.
I thought it did in the beginning.
Yeah.
Maybe it did in the beginning because everything was so new. You were like, wow, look at this. The Indians are playing the Dodgers and
I enjoy seeing some of the other teams.
The Giants.
What? But I don't think it's had the same impact that we... That maybe Major League Baseball intended it to have. I also don't think you should go back to not having interleague play.
No,
but
I would think that it
doesn't seem to be that big of a deal.
If just playing American League teams feels like they'd be going backwards.
Yeah,
And maybe just once you break the seal, I don't know. You can't put stuff back in the bottle.
Homogenizing things, National League doing the DH and everything else.
Yeah.
That makes more
sense. Good or bad for the game as you kind of look back in retrospect?
I think it's probably better all the way around that they're playing under similar rules and that they're playing each other. But it was something different about baseball when they had kind of different rules. And you didn't see...
Just didn't make sense.
You didn't see the other guys. Yeah, that was weird.
I think there's a sense of nostalgia for both of us when we talk about this too. But I could never see going back to just playing the American League.
I can't either. That's not going to ever happen.
I know,
and it probably shouldn't happen. But I just don't think it's been like a blockbuster move from a PR standpoint. I think it's a good move. I like interleague play.
I
just think that Major League Baseball thought it was going to be this huge thing, and Mr. Baseball is ready to say something. Do you agree, Dan?
First, the Mr. Baseball thing hurt a little. That left a mark.
What's wrong with that?
Well, he was giving you a compliment.
That's a compliment, yeah.
It felt insulting.
It was inside. It was right over the plate.
It was meant to be a fastball right down the middle.
Yeah. It felt like a backhand.
It wasn't.
It wasn't.
A backhand.
No, I know
you're enough. Quite the baseball fan. Yeah.
Thank you. I think, appreciate something.
And very knowledgeable.
After 2 decades of working with him, he's telling you.
That's why I wanted to ask you.
Yeah. I love it. I loved it from the minute that they did it. I love the fact
I do too, but do you think it has had the impact that Major League Baseball intended it to have?
Yes, and this weekend is the perfect example because you had the Yankees versus the Dodgers, and you were able to put that on all of your main channels. You had that one on Fox. That was the ESPN game on Sunday Night Baseball where you got a really good game. Like, that's where it pays off.
Do you think the fans feel that way? I mean, you're not a typical fan. Let's just admit that. You're not a typical fan, but... I just wonder if the typical fan has the same feeling about it that you do. I think it's been terrific. And I get, you know, hey, Dodgers, Yankees, that's terrific. But I don't know if it's had the huge impact.
Well, if you this is going to come off poorly because baseball has become so regionalized.
So this is my point because I want to bring that up. I'm glad you brought it up. Why is baseball so much more regionalized than basketball when you kind of play, I don't want to say similar number of games, but I think number of games has something to do with it. Why?
Number of games, I think, has a lot to do with it. It's 162. It's so easy to just get honed in on your team in 162. And I think the other part of it, too, this is going to sound really antiquated, but it's the fact that we don't get our news from the box scores anymore. And I think that may have something to do with it as well, is that we're not grabbing the paper and we're not opening it up and we're not flipping over and seeing the standings on the side and reading the box scores and reading the summations of all the games of the night's previous and seeing who's playing well, who isn't playing well. Now it's just kind of, okay, on my homepage here, it said the guards won. Okay, Jose Ramirez got two hits. Beautiful. All right, next.
I still look at the box score every day.
Yeah. I
look at other box scores too. I just don't.
I wonder how much that plays into it, that you're not as locked in and you don't want to see that many things, and how much of it really just is, it's 162 games. That's a commitment.
I don't. Maybe there was just more imagination to the game of baseball, too, when we were younger, because we didn't get every
and
game.
And then you saw a team in the World Series, it's like, oh my gosh,
who look, are these guys?
That's fun.
And plus, not every game was on TV when we were young. Does that seem crazy?
Saturday afternoon game of the week was a big deal on NBC.
Yeah,
big deal.
The phone call we had just a few moments ago about the guy that hates Boston, and he kept talking about that. It was funny because I don't have that feeling for the Bruins, because I don't know if you remember this, and I think we've talked about this before, Jeff, but every once in a while when Channel 8 was, I think when they were owned by Storer, and Storer had a station in Boston too, on a Sunday afternoon, if they didn't have anything and they had a Bruins game, they would throw it on here, that we would get to see the Bruins here every once in a while on Channel 8. Because they, you know, their affiliation. I just thought it was, or at least they did it enough times to make me remember all of that. So, all right. Next, Mary Kay Cabot. She was out at the Browns charity golf outing, the foundation, Browns Foundation golf outing yesterday. We'll get the latest from her. Mary Kay Cabot next, Baskin and Phelps.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.